It's the Midweek Roundup.
Wednesday's Roundup brought to you by Richland Hospital, Cardinal Glass AG, Badgerland Flooring, and by Julie Karen State Farm. Today, it's Hanko or Facto. Hank's got the questions. And Phil, he's got the final say on whether it's fact or something cooked up over a cup of bad coffee. Confidence?
Absolutely.
Accuracy?
That's where things get adventurous.
Play along and see if you can outguess Phil, because the truth is out there and Phil is doing his best to find it. Wednesday's Roundup, where Factos, Hankos, and Phil
all collide.
It's time for the Roundup.
Rawhide. Cut them out. Ride them in. Cut them out. Ride them in. Rawhide.
There he is.
Good in the morning, young man. How are you?
The legend of Pea Ridge. Yeah, yes, I'm doing well.
Not a lot of legends there.
Really?
How you doing, buddy?
Yes, we're doing fine.
Good.
Yes.
Good. I just stole your pen.
That might be my only one.
Well, where's your spoon pen?
My pen with a spoon? I think it quit writing.
I
think so. Oh, it's working now. It's one of those that, where, you know, I'm just writing, you know, I'm signing in a very important document, and it quits after the P, you know, and then H is a different color.
Right.
You know.
Right. So I'm okay. We're going to roll with that.
Uh-huh.
But it looks good.
It looks
Have
like
you used the spoon yet?
For a back scratcher.
Yeah. Like you do?
Yeah.
Do you want me to put a fork on the next one?
That'd be good. Yeah. Tape a fork on there. You know? It's a multi-purpose thing.
Yeah,
then we could patent that.
Yeah, see, you could.
See, you know, that maybe our ship will say
it'd be a pen fork.
A pen fork. So you can scratch your back and then you can write with the other end, you know?
Yeah.
Don't get it mixed up because then you'll have ink all over your shirt.
Right, yeah. But unless it's blue, like, look, we're pretty close.
Pretty close.
Black and blue again.
Right. Black and blue.
Black and blue. Big old bruises sitting back here.
Yeah, right.
Anyway, going to be a little warm today. It was warm yesterday.
It was. 93, I think, was the high here.
Hey, let me give a little bit of advice. Did you know batteries explode in a fire?
I guess, yeah.
Yep. I didn't know that until yesterday.
Did you try it?
Didn't try it. Didn't mean to try it.
Oh.
Yeah. Boom.
You threw them in a fire?
Well, I was burning some old wood that I had.
Oh.
And I had to, I didn't know it was on there, but it was like a rechargeable battery.
Oh.
Like a solar thing. Yeah. Yeah, don't do that. Yeah.
You're like a walking public service announcement on things that you should not do.
Yes. I've experienced most of it.
So what's the score? The moles?
I love the moles.
The moles, too?
Henry's grub's gone.
Henry grub's gone. Okay.
Thanks to Chet's feed and seed.
Right. I've got woodchuck problems now, so.
Well, I can be over.
I know you could. Right.
We will have to get rid of the bodies, though.
Well, I'm thinking if we trap them, you can let them out over at your place.
Here, go play with your mole.
Yeah, there you go.
No, so far, and I did. I actually, because moles will come out, moles and woodchucks, anything that goes underground will come out after rains because the ground is softer.
Oh.
And they will dig, and dig. But they have to have a source of food. So I was talking to Jeff down at Chet's, and I put this, is it Merlot? I think it is. And it kills your grubs. Okay, it gets rid of the mole food. So, but the problem is, it almost takes a year to do this. That way you know what I mean? You constantly have to do it. You got to do it twice a year. And I'm almost a year into it, and you can really tell the difference.
Oh, okay.
So, but I will tell you this. When you spread the Merlot, don't spill it because it has fertilizer in it. So, as I'm driving around in my little, let's just say this. If someone was driving around in a tractor with a little spreader that you pull behind and you dump the spreader, you're going to have a brown spot.
Oh, somebody did that.
I'm not going to say.
Huh. Did the moles move over across the street to your neighbors then? Or?
No, but you know what? They did move. They moved on between the sidewalk and the curb.
Oh.
There's like, what is it, 30 inches there. Oh, yeah. Not on mine, but they stop right at my line. It's really, really neat right now.
Huh.
Interesting. So anyway.
Wow.
So
it's nice that you've learned to cohabitat. Like you can get along with the moles now.
Oh, if I see one, we're definitely gonna have a little talk.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. So right now, we'll see what happens.
I need you to come over and stand out in the backyard, and, you know, maybe detract.
What, like a scare chunks. Hank?
Yeah, scare Hank.
Yeah.
Yeah, just stand there.
You're today's question, buddy.
Yes.
Very interesting here. Are you ready for this?
Uh-oh. No.
You never know what's coming
no,
out.
No, I don't.
Here we go. Would you rather go a month without washing your hair or a day without wearing undies?
Oh, what the?
Yeah, I come up with some crazy
yeah, you
ones.
You really like. Do. I don't know.
I'm going a day without undies, buddy.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, I can't go a day without washing my hair.
Yeah, you know, when it's shorter, though, it doesn't bother you.
It doesn't matter.
Now, when my hair is longer, I almost have to wash it about every 6 hours, but...
I got to wash twice a day. I have
really?
To. Yep.
You wash your hair twice a day?
I shower twice
a day. Well, that's what's happening then. That's why it's coming out.
I might as well just...
You're washing it too much.
Yeah, double odd up there.
Oh, boy. Yeah, ask your doctor if you have something to keep your hair in, and he'll give you a paper bag.
Yeah, he'll give me a paper bag.
Oh, yes.
That's like when Debbie wants the doctor. She goes, Doc, it hurts when I touch here. And my elbow,
yeah.
And my chin,
yeah.
And in my chest. Well, yeah, you got a broken finger.
Broken finger, yeah. Yeah.
Anyway, you might be from Arkansas, Philip, if your dream home is towable.
As long as it has some wheels
that's
on
right.
It.
That's right.
You know, right?
Yeah,
that's
if it's towable.
Portable.
Let's hook it up and go. Yeah. See, if you had a trailer home like that,
right.
You could take it camping. You could take it anywhere.
Yeah, you would. Yeah. Right, yeah. You'd need something a little bigger than your Mini Cooper to pull it.
I don't think the Mini would pull it.
I don't think your Mini would pull it.
Yeah.
No.
So we'll see what happens. So today is Hanko or Facto, but first I have some absurd questions for you for fast questions.
Okay.
All right. What's something you're confident you could win an Olympic medal in if the Olympics were poorly organized?
Well, I'm guessing armpit noises.
Armpit noises. I'm thinking losing pins because you are number one at it.
Yeah, I am.
I was vacuuming your recording studio, and I picked up 7 pins off the floor.
7 pins?
7 pins, yeah.
I just can't bend down and get them. I know they're there.
You
know?
Do you?
Yeah.
You just kick them underneath?
Yeah, I do, yeah.
Because you know Hank the janitor is going to pick them up. Yeah. If you were legally required to change your name to something that sounds fake, what would you pick?
Something that sounds fake?
Yeah, your name.
Oh, I don't know. Flip Flash.
Flip Flash. Not bad.
Nobody knows,
not
what,
bad
a,
on the,
nobody
on
knows
the
what a Flip Flash is anymore.
What is a Flip Flash?
It's from the old cameras.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Yes, yes.
Where you had a flash bulb,
yeah.
and you'd flip it. Some of them, I think the more modern ones, like automatically, like it was like a four-sided cube.
Right.
So it automatically... You know, turn and then, yeah.
Yeah.
And those things were hot, too.
Yes.
You didn't want to touch them.
Do you remember the cameras after the flip flash, before the cameras had flash on it? You would take a picture in the dark, and then this thing would open up and close. It was like the light.
Oh.
So it would capture, as soon as you clicked it, it would.
Right, right. The light would come on.
Yeah, and then it would close.
Right, right. But before that, you had to turn the light on automatically.
Yeah, so.
Because we had the high-tech 35 millimeter. Yeah, you pushed it, and then the light would come on. In case you had a dark picture.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. And the old Polaroids, we had one of those ones too. And you'd swear.
They're coming back in style.
I know. The early ones were not real strong.
But the ones now, they say, are just
they're
top
really nice.
Quality.
Yeah. But we'd take a picture outside, you know, family picture, and it looked like it was the dark of night.
Yes.
You know?
So. In the 1940s.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, well.
If your job suddenly required you to wear a costume every day, Philip, what outfit get you fired first?
Oh, gets me fired first.
Yeah.
I thought maybe what outfit would I'd say I'd need a cape, you know, like a.
Oh, yeah. But what Superman. Outfit, if you had an outfit that would get you fired,
huh?
Mine?
Ripped
my Speedo.
Jeans. Oh, yeah. Well, Speedo, absolutely. It would. Yeah, there would be no doubt about that.
But what about Speedo Man? I could put a cape on.
Speedo Man. Oh, boy. Yeah.
If aliens arrived and only watched you for 10 minutes, what incorrect conclusion would they draw about humans?
Well, that there's no intelligent life form.
There you go. If you're given a parade in your honor, Philip.
Oh, yes.
What incredibly overwhelming thing is it for?
A parade in my honor.
Yeah. 40 years of those were the days.
There you go.
Yes.
Yeah. Or yes. Being the unofficial assistant mayor of West Sextonville.
Yes. Yeah. West Sextonville. Yes. Wow. Here's the last one. If your inner monologue had a volume knob, where is it stuck?
Oh, it's probably about five.
Five?
Yeah.
Out of what?
Yeah,
five?
I can still hear my, out of 10.
Out of 10. Eh, that's
I
not bad.
I can still hear myself. Yeah.
Yeah. That's not bad.
All right.
All right. In 2023, catalogs changed the name of the popular snack Cheez-Its to Cheez-It. Hanko or facto?
I don't think so.
Nope. It's a bunch of Hanko. Set your mind at cheese. The snack has been Cheez-It since it hit the shelves in 1921.
Wow. You know, they have so many flavors. I saw last night that they have, what was it, Flamin' Dill Pickle Cheetos.
Yes. No part of that.
No.
No.
Why? Part of that. Why?
Because some people like them.
I guess.
And you know what? I hope they do.
Flaming hot.
They can have my bag.
Yeah, there you go.
President Andrew Jackson had a foul-mouthed pet parrot known as Pole.
I think I've heard that before.
While in attendance at Jackson's funeral in 1845, Pole interrupted the service with his obscene and crude remark.
I think it's true.
It is true.
Oh, boy.
Pole probably wanted a cracker.
Yeah.
Yes.
I wonder, but somebody would have had to teach him that.
Yeah. I'm sure.
I always wanted a bird that talked, you know.
But really?
Never got one. Speckled Pete was the closest I had.
He probably wouldn't have had one.
Yeah.
Had a chance to talk with you around.
No, probably not.
Yeah. Parrotfish produce their own sleeping bag made out of mucus at night to be safe from predators.
Ew.
Yeah.
It's got to be true.
It's true.
Oh, boy.
Recycling one aluminum can saves enough energy to run a 55-inch HDTV to watch your favorite movie. If we recycled all the aluminum cans in the U.S., the energy saved could power 4.1 million homes for a year.
Wow. That's incredible. I'm going to say it's true.
It is true. That's actually very incredible. I didn't know. One aluminum can.
That's a lot.
I'm just going to set my aluminum cans up by my TV. Get going.
Go. Yeah. Don't even have to plug your TV in.
Get going.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah. Subway was started by a 17-year-old, Frederick DeLuca, who was only looking for a way to pay for medical school.
Oh, that's got to be true.
It is true. Yeah. It's impossible to hum while holding your nose. Phillip?
What?
It's not a hum. Hum.
I'm doing it.
Well, apparently it's impossible except if you're Philip.
Oh, boy.
The first product to have a barcode was?
Gum.
Yes, sir.
There you go.
All right, my man.
Woo!
So anyway, any big plans for tonight? Are you in trouble at home? Do you got to record tonight? What's going on?
We are going to be celebrating my young son James's birthday.
Is this today his birthday?
Today's his birthday.
Happy birthday, James.
There you go.
And AKA Dad.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah,
he's dad now.
That's right. Happy birthday, young man.
Yeah.
So
seems like only yesterday.
Where's the time go?
I don't know.
Yeah. Speaking of time, we're out of it. Have a great day and be kind, sir.
That's Hank Bray.